Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yeah, somebody just charged my account, and it wasn't me. You people just took $67 out of my checking account.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
32920.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
32920.
Okay, can I have your first and last name?
Michael Thompson.
Okay, and lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me? I do see an account pulled.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
I said, do you mind verifying that shipping address for me?
I don't know if I want to give you all this information. You just hacked my account.
Well, sir, we didn't hack your account. If we charge you for something, it must have been you went online and ordered something. If you don't...
No, I didn't order anything from Superior Music. I never even heard of it.
Okay, well, if you don't feel comfortable verifying your shipping address, can you verify your email for me?
My shipping address is 211 Circle Drive, Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Okay, so yes, I do see where on November 1st you went in and ordered the tactical bag.
No, that was some kind of a free gift from Ace Hardware. I didn't order anything that cost $67.32. I wouldn't have ordered anything like that.
Okay, so do you recall, because the $67 came from the tactical bag, do you recall going in on November 1st and placing an order for a tactical bag? Paying $7.95.
It was $5.30 just for the shipping. The bag was for completing a survey, and it was supposed to be free from Ace Hardware.
Okay, so one second, because I do have to advise you.
I never saw anything about 67. I wouldn't have paid $67 or anything like that.
Okay, so yes, sir, let me go ahead and inform you that it's stated in the terms and conditions that the customer orders a free gift paying only the shipping, which then enrolls them into a monthly gadget club where they receive a $125 voucher through their email to make purchases through the online factory direct store. So the reason why you was charged the $67.32 is because you didn't call back within the time frame, within the 4 days to get that canceled. And that's why they charged you the membership fee, which is $67.32. But what I can do is I can get this canceled out for you.
Yeah, please do that. I appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I did get that canceled out. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, 262.
Uh-huh. 470-739. Okay.
And that is your cancellation number, okay?
Okay, and that money will be put back in the account within when?
Well, the $67.32, that is considered a valid charge. But what I can do is I can go in and refund you 35% of that charge.
Why is that a valid charge? I did not charge that. I know nothing about that.
Because what it appears to be that you agree to the terms and conditions. The only way you can place an order is agreeing to the terms and conditions, and it does.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm going to dispute it as a fraudulent charge because I didn't know anything about any 4 days. It's nothing but a racket. And,
okay.
I'm going to dispute it with the bank, and it's going to be a fraudulent charge because I knew nothing about it. I wouldn't have taken it I knew $67 was going to get taken out of my account.
Okay, so you're saying you didn't see the terms and conditions, correct?
No, I did not.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me talk it over with my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, so I'm going to go ahead and refund you that full amount of $67.32, okay?
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and we'll be back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. If you have any questions, you can give us a call back, okay?
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.